Welcome everybody to 5-day business challenge, day 4. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I know I needed the weekend to get caught up on things because it just builds up over time, especially when you're running hard, like when you're doing the challenge and you've got sites to still be linking up and you've got a lot of content to write. I will say I did a test article with the Math Article Control software, and I wrote about an 800-word article, and then I went through, and it took about an hour for me to go through with Math Article Control and select the words I wanted to switch out and the sentences I needed to switch. And when I hit the button to save multiple articles, it did 419 articles off of just the one. And I thought, wow, now that's just what I call saving me a lot of work. Because in order to be able to do all that writing, that would have been many hours. And I thought at first, you know, it was going to be one of those things that's really going to be time-consuming to do. But it's worth it for that 1 hour. And if you make a shorter article, especially a blog post, it's great because you do a short blog post of maybe 3 or 4 paragraphs and then go through and select. And if you want to make a really varied post, select whole sentences instead of words, and you can swap out multiple sentences. Just try to make sure that they all make sense. And that they would make sense together, and you'll pop out some serious quantities of articles and blog posts, and then you just set them up for future posting and set up some good affiliate promotions at the same time to go with that, and that will help. All right, who all we got on the call now? I heard Tim, I heard Lori.
Yeah, it's Jason.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good.
I had to reboot my phone to get back on 5-10 minutes late.
That's all right. It took me until 5-10 minutes just to get the PowerPoint up. And then by the time it got converted, I had to wait for it to give me the link for the presentation.
So we're all about, you're still on the main page on the PowerPoint?
Yep.
Day 3?
Yep. Well, we're on day 4, but...
Where am I?
Did you use the new email that I sent out?
No.
Okay. That's why.
Wait.
Because each link it has its own unique number.
I got it now.
Okay, cool.
Done.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get started then, because we've got a full house here. All right, so welcome to day 4 of the 5-day business challenge. Today we're going to tie it all together, and I'm going to tie up some loose ends on the blog posting, first of all. When we start off with our articles, you're going to make a template to make your article writing easier. And then you want to link to your blog from the resource box in the article, so that when you submit it to the article site, you're getting yourself some extra link juice. And then if you use a content spinner, spin the article to get at least 10 different articles. Now, see, that's where I did mine, and I ended up with 419 different articles off of the one article. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then you can submit those one a day, choose the best version to make blog posts out of, and actually you could take that and then spin those posts before you put them on your blog. And then that way you could do like the same similar post once a week on the same day of the week, and then just do like multiple posts that are very similar for each day of the week. So that way you don't have to, you know, they're not going to be identical, and so that you have some variety on the post itself or on the blog. And then you want to create PowerPoints and videos from your articles. Submit the PowerPoints to AuthorStream. You'll get ranked right away on Google. And then create videos and then submit those videos to the video site. Now, something I didn't realize before I started using the article video robot, but it will actually submit it to 17 different video sites. So that's a freaking cool deal there. Now, where I'm going with that. Oh, on AuthorStream, once you've submitted your PowerPoint there, if you use their little, they have a little social bar there that will let you submit your PowerPoint to different sites. If you create a blog at each of those little sites, you're going to have a serious social network going, or blog network, even bigger than what we've been talking about. But there's at least 20 different sites that it'll put a PowerPoint on. I only use about 5 of those right now. I use Zanga, Multiply, MySpace, Blogger, and different WordPress sites. But there's actually so many more on there. Oh, High Five, and there's a couple other ones that I have that it just takes me a little bit of time to remember what my username and password are for those. I usually end up having to open up my RoboForm and look at what the username and password is for each of those sites. But by putting those PowerPoints on all those pages, it links back to your AuthorStream page, which that's kind of what keeps it ranking so high. Plus, if you put a link to your blog when you're actually submitting it, because it usually will give you the option to enter some info for your about the PowerPoint in when you're submitting it, so that way you'll get additional search engine ranking for your blog at the same time. Now, with the Web 2.0 blog network, you're going to be submitting the blog post through ping.fm. And as you add blogs to ping.fm, make sure you use the blog box in the text box. It says blogging. I wanted to make sure everybody knew. Because if you put it on microblogs, then everything that you post to ping.fm is going to go there instead, to your blog. And I'm not sure you're going to want, if you do a lot of social network posting, I don't think you want, 50 posts a day on your blog. So set it up so that it only does blogging, and do your blog posts through ping.fm, they actually go to the right place. And also, I wanted to show you how to set it up in Twitter feed. What you want to do is when you're creating the new feed, you want to send it to ping.fm. Then you're going to enter your ping.fm application key, which you can get on the ping.fm site. If you go look, if you're in the dashboard, it's going to be on the right-hand side towards the bottom where it says application settings or application keys. Then, after that, you're going to tell it what method to update on ping.fm, which is going to be blog. Then you're going to give the name of your feed, and then the RSS feed URL. And then, once you hit test the feed, it'll tell you whether it was good or not. And that's how you'll know if you've got the right, if you've got the right link for your feed. Now, you could actually do that with RSS feed from other sites as well. Now, You can also post to ping.fm through postlater.net. And this is good for if you want to set up a complete blog post that you want to make sure is formatted completely and that it sends the entire blog post. Because when you go through Twitter feed, it only sends about the first 100 characters or so, or maybe about the first 4 or 5 lines of your blog post, and then it sends a link back to your blog. Now, that is definitely a good way to get all these blog posts, all the readers coming back to your blog, because if they're starting to read it and they want to find out more, they'll have to come back to your blog. So this way, you want to have some full content also going to your blog. And so using something like PostLater, coupled with Scribefire, you can future date your post, and Scribefire will let you insert YouTube videos, and it'll do it through the search. You just click on the button for the YouTube videos, it'll bring up a little search box. You just type in your keywords, and it'll bring up all the videos with those keywords. Then all you have to do is view a few of them just to make sure you find one that, isn't too spammy, that's not, doesn't show a bunch of porn, unless that's what your site is going to be. Basically you want to have good quality videos that are going to enhance your blog post. Scribefire will also let you insert Flickr and Zamantia photos. So if you need a picture that matches with what you're talking about, you can go to Flickr or Zamantia, and all you do is you type in the keywords, and it'll bring up the pictures that come up with those keywords. Plus, it helps you instantly create clickable links. What you do is you just copy the link code, and when you hit the linking button, it'll already pre-populate the link, the URL, right in the box. So all you really have to do is hit OK, and it'll have already created the link for you. And the good thing is it formats your blog posts before submitting them to PingFM. Now, I'm going to talk also now about using different affiliate programs for your product, because this is kind of where we're tying everything together. Pay.com's got a powerful affiliate program. Allows you to have upsells, downsells, monthly subscriptions. In fact, this last update that they did for it really made a difference, because now you can set up products in certain groups. If you'll see that in the where you list your products, and if you select the little checkbox that's in there, it looks like a checkbox, but when you click on it, it'll show you a list of little colored icons. And if you put multiple products with the same color and number, then if you cookie somebody, like say an affiliate is promoting a product for you, and they cookie for one of those products, anytime you send them to any of those other products, that same affiliate will be cookied for it. So it's good for upsells and cross-sells and those kind of products. You can also set up monthly subscriptions. It'll even let you do, or they pay a trial for like $1 for a trial period. It'll do all those kind of things. It pays you instantly, and then it'll create a PayPal mass payment file for you to send out to your affiliates, so that when it's time to pay the affiliates, you just use the mass payment file that it creates for you. You just upload that to PayPal, and it'll send out the payments. And the good thing is your affiliates don't get charged any fees for the affiliate payment. There's nothing I hate worse than you do some affiliate sales and then get a big chunk of PayPal fees taken out of it when somebody pays you. Now, Rapid Action Profits is the other way to do your processing. And I mean, it's a one where it's based on your own server, but it's processes the payments through PayPal and has an instant pay affiliate program so that every time it's your affiliate's turn to get paid for the product, it pays them directly. So if you do a 50% commission on a product, when the first sale goes to you, then the next sale would go to the affiliate, and the next sale will go to you, and it'll go back and forth like that. It allows upsells, which is cool. Now, there's lots of different plugins available for it, but you do have to pay extra for those, like the membership site, the monthly subscription option. Now, if you buy the membership site plugin, now it comes with the monthly subscription plugin as well. And then there's one for mass paying affiliates. Instead of directly paying them, it gives you all the commission, all the payments, and then you do the mass pay at the end of the refund period. And of course, there's lots more different plugins for it. There's even one for that'll do a dime sale. There's one that'll do roller coaster pricing. It's just crazy how many different things there are for that. Now, once you've got your products up and running, you also are going to want to do affiliate marketing. ClickBank is, you know, the number one place to look for products. There's a site called CB Engine that lets you research products. The free section of it is amazing. I mean, it gives you all kinds of great info, tells you what the newest products are, what's on the rise. You know, if some products have finally started converting well and, you know, you see them going up. But if you want to know which products are going to end up costing you, whereas, you know, if you sell something, you don't want to get a bunch of refunds. Well, on the paid side, it'll actually tell you if somebody's product is getting refunded a lot. There was one I was getting ready to promote, and then I looked inside the CB Engine site, and it showed me that it was getting 25% refunds. So I quick said, "Oh, I'm not going to sell that one." So I quick dumped that one and went on to find a different one. Now, you can also go to the ClickBank Marketplace and do your research there. It's not quite as intuitive, and the search feature is just sucks because a lot of people spam the keywords when they put their product in there so that you're looking for dog training and the one for, I forget what it is now, but there's one that always seems to come up in every single search you do. I think it's the people search one. That one seems to show up every time. And then there's a site called that for ClickBank RSS feeds. If you click on that link, it'll take you there. It's free to sign up, and you just put your ClickBank info in there, and it'll create an RSS feed that you can then submit through Twitter feed into your into Ping FM to cloak the link, and then basically have different products going into your Twitter stream, and that's pretty useful. The Hydra Network is a CPA network. They have some pretty cool promotions going on pretty much all the time. If you do anything with weight loss, there's like the different SI products. There's the Cleanse product. If you do network marketing, there's the different network marketing programs in there. I think Robert Allen, I think it is, has a program in there, and they pay really good. Like some of these things, like the Video Professor pays, I think it's $35 per order. There's a lot of different ones, and there's some that pay as much as $80 per purchase, and then there's some that pay $1. But see, some of them would be $1 for just getting a zip code, So you can get people to do a zip code a lot easier than you can to buy something for $125. So, and then pay.com is a good affiliate program. You can find lots of different products that you can sell, plus there's widgets you can put on your blog from pay.com. There's actually now a ClickBank widget as well. And the reason I added the best damn redirect is because it actually will take a feed from your whatever promotions you do with it, and we'll create a widget from that. So it'll take all the cloak links that you create and set them up in a widget that you can add to your blog. And that will include anything from ClickBank, anything from Wrap. So if you do your own Wrap products and create shortened links with it, it'll then add them to your widgets to sell those products. So basically, we've covered a lot of info tonight, and mostly because we're trying to tie up all the loose ends for this 5 days. By now, you should have a pretty good chunk of your content network set up, and I'm finding that using something like ping.fm will get you where you can post to most of them really easily, and then once you've started to get some people on your list, then you can start with the affiliate marketing and your own product, marketing your own product. So the homework is basically to finish those previous assignments, get content posted. If you can start future posting some content, that would be good because it'll save you time in the future. Get your squeeze page set up. Make sure that you've tested it with your own email so that you end up at the right page at the end of it all, and also that you're receiving your email. If you have any questions, need me to look at something for you, go to the help desk, reply2michael.com. Now I will do one more call, and that one will mostly be Q&A. Now if I get a lot of questions on the help desk, I will create a PowerPoint for that so that we have some extra info so I can help with whatever anybody's having any trouble with. There is more stuff going into the members area. Today I was just getting so far behind that I didn't get a chance to get everything up that I wanted to get up. But before I go to bed tonight, I will have the replay from tonight and some links that I was supposed to put in and I hadn't had a chance to yet, like the list of plugins I was supposed to work on that, and I hadn't gotten it done, mainly because I've been changing out plugins. I went today to my blog and I found that some of the plugins were causing some problems, so I disabled them, deleted them, and now it seems like things are working a lot better. So I'll have the updated list up on the site for day 4. In fact, I hope I didn't delete that page when I was closing all the windows trying to get this thing started. But I'm going to open it up to questions. So if any of you have any questions, go ahead and shoot.
Hey, Michael, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, I'm not getting your emails for some reason.
Now, did you sign up on the AWeber list?
I thought I did. Yeah, I did, and I confirmed and everything. Yep, I remember.
That's odd because I just sent one out right at 9:05.
That's what I keep looking for, and I'm not getting anything.
But it shows only 6 people are signed up on there, so there's...
I didn't get that. Looking. I didn't get that email just now either.
That's odd. I hope you're not ending up in the You know, though, I have been finding that a few people have been showing up in their spam folder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Yvonne today said one of my emails was in the spam folder, and that's not good.
No, okay. Well, I will keep, I'll look around then.
Okay, and I'll look and make sure that you're on there.
Okay.
Because I should definitely have you there.
All right, sounds great. I'll keep working.
All right, let me check now that I'm here. Any other questions?
Hey, Michael, this is Jason.
Hey, Jason.
I don't know if you covered this in the previous day, but are you putting the squeeze page in the root directory and then your blog would be /blog?
Are you doing
it in the root directory?
I would do the blog in the root directory and then have your squeeze page in a separate directory, and also your wrap product, if you're doing it wrap, would be in a separate directory, or if you're doing pay.com, still it would be a separate, like, you know, flash product or whatever you would be using for.
Do you ever run into trouble sending people to your squeeze page when it's not the root directory?
Sometimes, and that's usually a HostGator problem, and you can get with HostGator and tell them that there's a problem there, because what it happens is, because they use so many weird directory structures and htaccess to make sure that the right, that when you go to a domain, it's supposed to go to that particular directory, that usually it'll be overkill. So if you go from one directory into a deeper, or like one directory down into there, the blog is actually trying to pull you back to the, because what it is, the blog sets up an htaccess as well, and what it does is it looks and says, oh, this link here is not one of my, you know, the ones that I'm supposed to be redirecting to, so, and it comes up with the deal saying that, hey, you know, it, then that's when it usually sends you to a page not found instead of taking you to the right place. Yeah, according to this, I've got everybody on the list, and it says the last email that was sent, well, no, it just shows the last follow-up email, but that, yeah, everybody's showing up as being okay on there. So it probably got dumped into the spam folder. Kind of weird.
Not in a spam folder. I really don't think that email actually made it out yet.
Well, that's very possible. Let me look and see. Broadcast thing. Sometimes you click on it, and it, well, no, it says there's two people that opened the email, and two people that clicked on links. So unless it's taking its time getting across the Pacific over there, which is very possible. Yeah, it doesn't have any bounces yet. Lately, I've been noticing there's somebody that's been on my other list, and I use the same email address for those lists as well, and somebody's been clicking the spam button just because they like to do that kind of stuff, and it's been hurting deliverability overall because of that, and that's where I wish I had the ability to see who those people are, because I sure as heck would get them off my list as quick as possible, because I don't need that kind of, I mean, obviously, if they don't want to get emails, there's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of each email. I don't see why that has to be an issue. But you will find that it does happen. And you get a lot of morons that subscribe and then forget that they subscribed, and then they'll hit the spam button. And luckily, if you use AWeber, they don't give you a major hassle. They, they're more of the, you know, they know that these people subscribe, so they don't give you a problem. But I do have, like, another autoresponder that's server-based, and I've had people click on the spam button, and then, you know, my host says, all right, we're cutting you off. It's like, did you look? There was an unsubscribe link right in that post, or that email that they hit spam on. So if they wanted to, they could have just unsubscribed, but no, they hit the spam button instead. So they ended up keeping me open, but, you know, I had to argue with them. And that's something you definitely have to keep in mind. That's where I recommend AWeber, because usually the deliverability is much better, although sometimes it takes a while. And if you get complaints, it won't knock you out, because you've had to run them through the system where they've had to confirm that they're your subscribers. But I will have the PowerPoint and the recording up before I go to bed. So, or since I took a nap today, I may not go to bed till late. So, just to let you know that. But any more questions? If there's any way I can help you with this, you know, getting your sites going, you want me to check them out, see if everything's looking right, I can do that. That's why I include my, you know, the help desk and these Q&A sessions at the end of the presentation, so that we can make sure that everybody's on the right path.
I'll communicate more. I'm not communicating very much to you.
Well, okay, yeah, definitely. I appreciate that. And also, I would really like, if you've liked so far the information I've provided, I would really love some testimonials that I can add to the sales page, because I've got people now like Willie Crawford are going to be promoting it, and that's going to blow this wide open. I mean, I'm going to end up having to take, you know, 25 people at a time, which will make it more, I mean, the calls will definitely be more exciting because there'll be a lot of people on there. But, and, of course, y'all are always invited to all the calls, so as long as you stay on this list, you'll get emails for the calls.
Great.
And of course, the membership site. Now, has everybody logged into the member area now?
I don't think Guy has, no.
I haven't either.
All right. I did send an email, but it may have gone in the same place that the other ones have that gives you the code to sign in. What I'll do, since I have both y'all's emails on in Gmail, I'll go ahead and Gmail you the info.
Okay.
So that I know it gets through. And
great.
That way you can sign up in there, because there it will give you access to all the back issues, or, you know, all the recordings, and in addition to more resources that I didn't have room to put on the PowerPoint.
Oh, great.
To make it easier. And, yeah, I've got some videos I'm going to be putting up links to. I've got them uploaded to my S3 server, so now I just put the links to them in the members area. So that some of this stuff will be definitely useful. Plus, I'm going to give everybody access to my Squidoo University video training. That is a, I mean, it, I think I've got, yeah, I've got two other for the hub pages, another one for Google Knowles, which will be useful. Because I didn't really talk much about the Google Knowles, but that will be a good one for setting up as another part of your Web 2.0 network.
Okay.
My phone's trying to tell me that I need to plug it in. Okay. Plug in. Cool. I'm not going to die on you. I need to write that down, but I need to put the sign-up link. And the sign-up link is just going to give you the info to get on to the... basically, you'll create a username and password to get into each of the video training areas, but there's nothing you have to pay or anything for that.
That'll be great. Thank you.
Writing a note to myself. I get this all done before I go to bed. Okay. Well, since they're about done, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording.